Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to talk about something that happened in your neck of the woods, your neck of the scrapers. They, I can't, dude, your paper up there, or your magazine, I believe it was, paper, printed in their paper a map of New York, and then listed every person's address and name that has a gun. Yeah. Can you imagine that? I would start saying, okay, well, this one's got like silver, and that one's got a lot of cash, and this one over here has nice, you know, they keep in the back left hand. I would start listing all their stuff and say, if you're going to list, because guns are cost money, it's people's valuables. And in being in law enforcement, criminals get guns from breaking into houses, and you just listed every single house that has a gun. And you just armed criminals in New York. You just said, they got a list right now, they can go start breaking into your houses. That's just stupid. Yes, it's the second First Amendment right for you to say that, but it's their Second Amendment right to have them. And so why in the world, what would one amendment say to another? Leave me alone. It's it's what we do. It's what we breathe. Yep. We don't talk about breathing. And I could not believe that they had actually listed it. And they got a Google map, but it has like a dot where every single, the I don't know if it's Google Maps or not, but it has a dot. I think it is Google Map. It has a dot, a little red dot right where the person is that has a phone, and it has their name and their address on it. And they got this from the records. And it's it is the New York, paper had done this, particular New York paper. And it's written by Nick Carbon. Nick Carbon, who actually wrote it, I believe. And
where does Nick Carbon live? Where does Nick Carbon live?
That's reading my mind, bro. You are so reading my mind. It's like, wake up. We need people to step out from amongst the crowd and say, oh, that's cool. Well, guess who's going to know what you had for dinner last night? You know, guess who's going to know where you got your car and how many payments you got left in it and what's in your glove box and what's in your trunk? You know, guess who's going to know? And it's like, hey, it's, you know, this is just First Amendment, bro. First Amendment. Oh, yeah, I got a map now. He's left his house. Just to let you know, he left his house right now. It's gone. It's empty.
We'll be updating our blog.
It's vacated.
Every 20 seconds.
Yeah, it's vacated. So just want to let you know, First Amendment exercising. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And to be able to let you know, that's just like, okay, fine. And it's like nobody steps out and says, just, you know, we should. I don't know why the journal, it's like, okay, let's play the game.
Yeah.
Let's play the game. Let's play the game. Let's get out there and let's start making everything that you do public. Of course, it's going to be boring probably because you just live off other people's stuff. But either way, you know, you're going to feel uncomfortable because people know your boring life. And you would feel violated. You would feel violated. But right now, I mean, think about it. Somebody just says, hey, you got, you have $400 at your house. That's what about, you know, $400 to $1,000 for guns. And it's like, you just told everybody that they have this valuable there. You know, people say, well, that's going to keep people from breaking in. Most criminals get guns from the crimes they commit. They break into the house and they steal the guns. So what did you just do? You just armed the wrong side in New York. I hope somebody tracks this to be able to watch what happens now to these gun owners. And now they've got to defend themselves, you know, and you're going to look at another first, another constitutional right, you know, to defend themselves. But the, it's just amazing, you know, what's taken place with media today. And I know that, of course, it's your neck of the woods. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Your neck of the scrapers. The, I mean, what do you think about that? Because I know you went through a lot of process up there in Jersey, the way they handle guns and all.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
What?
You know, it's just crazy because, you know, you just mentioned earlier, it's a Second Amendment right. It's nobody's business. And yet, I mean, New York, New Jersey, and California have the toughest gun laws in the entire country. You know, and you have to go through an act of Congress just to be able to purchase fire ammunition, much less, you know, an actual gun. And then just the thought, I mean, if you look at the media and the perception and what they're putting out there these days, I mean, you would think that these guns fire all by themselves and that they're this worst thing. I saw something posted on Facebook that was a picture that somebody said had some kind of like a criminal or a thug or someone with a gun pointed at him, and they said, "All you," the statement said something to the effect that those that don't believe in God and don't believe in guns, when someone comes in to break into your house with a gun, you're going to do two things. One is you're going to call someone who has a gun to stop the guy that has a gun coming in your house, and you're also going to pray that he gets there quickly. It's like,
yeah, being former law enforcement, that's exactly what they do. They want you to show up and say, "Please help me, please help me."
He has a gun.
Yeah, and he or she would not be showing up if they didn't have a gun because they want to go home that day.
Mm.
But they are talking about arming a teacher or the principal. I know some principals I would not want to have a gun. You know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want them to have a gun. But they said, or a teacher. You know, out of all those teachers, there can be, you know, a teacher that has this kind of skills. And there's just, sure. I mean, think about it. You have guns going off. And speaking of that, you know, in Arden Fair Mall, there was a lockdown on this mall because they heard what sounded like shots being fired. And you got the security cameras, people are running out of this two-story mall. They're running from everywhere, just running as fast as they could to get out of this mall because they're hearing what they perceive was shots being fired. Everybody's living on edge, only to find out this, that it was several guys fighting in the food court and they were knocking over signs.
Wow.
I mean, do you really want, think about this. If it was in the food court and people did have guns in there, wouldn't you want, you know, 10 or 12 people carrying a concealed weapon legally, you know, in that food court, you know, and realizing, you know, more people still may be killed, but at least that person will get stopped and more people would be killed, but additional people at that point when he draws his gun, there could be a fight going on, I'm talking about like in a gun situation.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, less people would be killed because he stopped them. This happens in the sheriff's departments and police departments all the time, that just because a police officer shows up with a gun doesn't mean nobody else is going to not die, because all of a sudden shots start going off and the bad guys start shooting at the police, and sometimes they're not good shots, and you know, and somebody gets shot. But ultimately, those police officers take this bad guy either to the morgue or to the jail. And society's safer. Society is safer. And of course, people will say, well, either way, we got to get back to original intent. And if you haven't yet gone to the original intent on your app, your VFN TV app, or on the VFN torch at VFNTV.com, you got to go there, because we talk about the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, I believe the Fifth Amendment, and different amendments about and you have a right to bear arms in America. It is a right. And no, they're making it into a right to go hunting with your gun. It has nothing to do with hunting. It was about a militia.
That's right. About
a militia so that you could defend yourself. It wasn't, you know, we had volunteer fire departments, you know, we had volunteer police officers and sheriffs, and pretty much you paid just a pittance, you know, type things while they still worked their farms. And it was not about, you know, hey, we can depend on, you know, a few people in the community with guns. Everybody had one.
Right.
And there was less people. I mean, you just didn't go into a bank where everybody, including the teller, had a gun. You know, that was a sell. I mean, somebody's going to get shot. You know, somebody's going to get shot at that point. Although banks were still robbed, it wasn't that many. And if they did, a lot of people ended up not making it out the door, you know, with the people's money right there. But they have a map, and they have, I mean, think of this. Think of this. Think about, you know, you have a son or a daughter who got a job in New York. So they moved from wherever they were to New York and they got a house and they're exercising their Second Amendment rights. And you just saw your son and daughter's address and name be put up on for the whole world to see. And with that, which shows you, by the way, when you are getting your license for a gun, your concealed weapons license, it reminds me of what you would read to people when you arrested them. You know, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. All this information on the wrong hands, if we don't change the leadership of this country, it's going to be used against us. It's going to be it's going to be used against us. So there it is right there. It's being used against us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a sign of what's to come if we don't change the leadership from top down. and get back to the original tent for the church and the original tent for the nations that has been spelled out so specifically, you know, by our founding fathers. We're such a blessed nation. You know that?
Yeah.
We're just
blessed.
We really
are. But you, even to be having this conversation, I mean, we are so extremely blessed. The thing about it is that, you know, oftentimes there's just so many naive people to think of, you know, there is extreme evil out there. I mean, you of all people as a police officer, you filtered out all of the evil that was happening in the community before most people even woke up that next morning, had no idea what was happening on that
no
same
idea what happened right there next to them.
Right next to them as they went to work the next morning, no big deal, stopped and got their coffee and didn't realize what was just removed off of the side of the street.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's sometimes caught in their front yard. And they actually see tire prints in their front yard. They don't realize that was a police officer chasing somebody that was running right past their situation.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.